Welcome to your GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and globally rich topics on the OCR specification, food culture and traditions. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Before we jump in, here's why this topic really matters. Food isn't just fuel. It's a window into history, geography, religion, and identity. The OCR exam board wants you to go beyond saying a dish is spicy or traditional. They want you to explain why a cuisine developed the way it did, how geography and religion shaped what people eat, and what the nutritional impact of those eating patterns actually is. This topic carries marks across AO1, AO2, and AO4, so there's real depth to explore. Let's start with the big picture. What shapes a food culture? There are three main pillars that examiners love to see you discuss. Number one, geography and climate. Number two, religion and culture. Number three, history and trade. Let's break each one down. Geography and climate are perhaps the most fundamental influences on what a population eats. Think about it this way. You can only grow what your land and weather allow. In the United Kingdom, the temperate climate and fertile lowland soils are ideal for growing wheat. This is why wheat has been a staple food in Britain for centuries, forming the basis of bread, pastries, and pies. In contrast, China has vast river deltas and flooded paddy fields that are perfect for cultivating rice. Rice, therefore, became the staple carbohydrate across much of East and Southeast Asia. In sub-Saharan Africa, the hot, dry climate supports the growth of maize and cassava, which are energy-dense crops that store well. In the Mediterranean, the warm, dry summers and mild winters are ideal for olive trees and grapevines, which is why olive oil and wine are so central to Mediterranean cuisine. Examiners will credit you for making these specific geographical links. Don't just say, the climate affects food. Say, the warm, dry Mediterranean climate is ideal for cultivating olive trees, which is why olive oil is used as the primary cooking fat in countries such as Greece, Italy, and Spain, replacing the saturated animal fats more common in Northern European cuisines. Now let's talk about religion. This is a topic where candidates frequently lose marks by being vague or by confusing food intolerance with religious prohibition. These are completely different things. A food intolerance is a physiological reaction. Your body cannot digest a substance properly like lactose or gluten. A religious prohibition is a cultural or moral rule. You choose not to eat something because of your faith. Let's go through the main religious dietary laws you need to know. Islam requires that meat be halal. The word halal means permissible in Arabic. For meat to be halal, the animal must be slaughtered in a specific way, by a Muslim, with a swift cut to the throat while reciting a prayer, allowing the blood to drain fully. Muslims are forbidden from eating pork or pork products, consuming alcohol, eating blood, or eating meat that has not been slaughtered in the halal manner. Shellfish is a gray area in Islamic dietary law. Some scholars permit it, others do not. Judaism has its own set of dietary laws called kashrut, and food that meets these laws is described as kosher. Kosher rules are detailed and specific. Meat must come from animals that both chew their cud and have split hooves, so beef and lamb are permitted, but pork and rabbit are not. Fish must have both fins and scales, so salmon and cod are kosher, but shellfish such as prawns, crab, and lobster are not. One of the most important kosher rules is the prohibition on mixing meat and dairy products in the same meal. This comes from the biblical instruction, "Do not boil a kid in its mother's milk." In practice, this means a kosher household will have separate sets of crockery, cutlery, and cooking equipment for meat and dairy meals. Hinduism is the world's third largest religion and is predominantly practiced in India. Most Hindus follow a vegetarian or largely plant-based diet. The cow is considered sacred in Hinduism, so beef is strictly forbidden. Many Hindus also avoid eggs, fish, and meat entirely. The diet is rich in lentils, chickpeas, vegetables, dairy products such as paneer and yogurt, and spices including turmeric, cumin, coriander, and chili. Buddhism also encourages vegetarianism, particularly for monks and devout practitioners, based on the principle of nonviolence or ahimsa. Now, a key examiner tip here. When answering a question about religious dietary laws, always state both what is permitted and what is forbidden. This shows the full depth of your knowledge and will earn you more marks. Let's move on to cooking methods and equipment, because this is where the science comes in. And OCR examiners love to see you apply food science knowledge to cultural contexts. The wok is one of the most iconic pieces of cooking equipment in the world, originating in China and used throughout East and Southeast Asia. It is a large, bowl-shaped pan with a rounded base, traditionally made from carbon steel. The wok is used over an extremely high flame, and the primary method of heat transfer is conduction. Heat passes directly from the flame through the thin metal of the wok into the food. Because the metal is thin and the heat is intense, cooking is very rapid. This is why stir-frying preserves the color, texture, and nutritional value of vegetables. The short cooking time means fewer vitamins are lost compared to boiling. The tandoor is a cylindrical clay oven used in South Asian and Middle Eastern cuisines. It is heated by burning charcoal or wood at the base, and temperatures can reach over 480 degrees Celsius. The primary heat transfer method inside a tandoor is convection. Hot air circulates inside the clay chamber and cooks the food. Naan bread is slapped directly onto the inner walls of the tandoor, where it cooks rapidly due to the intense heat. Meats such as chicken tikka and Sikh kebab are cooked on skewers suspended inside the tandoor where they cook through convection and some radiation from the glowing coals. The tagine is a conical clay cooking pot used in North African cuisines, particularly Moroccan. The conical lid is designed to trap steam, which condenses and drips back down onto the food, keeping it moist. This slow, moist cooking method is ideal for tougher cuts of meat and root vegetables, and the primary heat transfer is convection via steam. Tagines are typically flavored with a distinctive blend of spices, including cumin, coriander, cinnamon, ginger, and saffron. Now let's look at specific regional cuisines in more detail, because the exam may ask you to discuss a particular cuisine, and you need to be able to structure your answer around ingredients, equipment, and eating patterns. British cuisine has been shaped by centuries of history, trade, and immigration. The traditional British diet was based around wheat, potatoes, root vegetables, and meat, particularly beef, lamb, and pork. The Sunday roast is perhaps the most iconic British meal. Roast meat with roasted potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and gravy. Fish and chips became a staple of working-class British diet in the 19th century, combining the abundant North Sea fish stocks with the potato, which had been introduced from South America in the 16th century. British cuisine has also been profoundly influenced by immigration. The chicken tikka masala, a mild, creamy curry adapted to British tastes, is often cited as one of Britain's most popular dishes. Mediterranean cuisine, particularly the diets of Greece, Italy, and Spain, has attracted significant nutritional interest because of the so-called Mediterranean diet. This eating pattern is characterized by a high intake of olive oil, fresh vegetables, legumes, whole grains, fish, and moderate amounts of red wine. It is low in saturated fat and red meat. Research has consistently linked the Mediterranean diet with reduced rates of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. The reason for these health benefits is largely the high content of monounsaturated fats from olive oil, the antioxidants from fresh vegetables and fruits, and the omega-3 fatty acids from fish. Chinese cuisine is enormously diverse, varying significantly by region. Cantonese cuisine from southern China is known for its delicate flavors, fresh ingredients, and techniques such as steaming and stir-frying. Sichuan cuisine from western China is famous for its bold, spicy flavors, using Sichuan peppercorns alongside chili. The staple foods of China are rice in the south and wheat-based noodles and dumplings in the north, reflecting the different agricultural conditions in these regions. Indian cuisine is similarly diverse, with significant regional variation. In northern India, wheat is the staple, and dishes like naan, roti, and paratha are central to the diet. In southern India, rice is the staple, and dishes such as dosa and idli are made from fermented rice and lentil batter. Spices are fundamental to Indian cooking, not just for flavor, but for their functional properties. Turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties. Cumin aids digestion. Chili stimulates the appetite and has antimicrobial properties. Ginger and garlic are used for their flavor and their medicinal qualities. Now let's talk about eating patterns, because this is another area where candidates can earn marks by going beyond the obvious. In many Asian cultures, meals are communal affairs where multiple dishes are placed in the center of the table and shared. This contrasts with the Western tradition of individual plated meals. In Japan, the concept of ichiju sansai, one soup, three sides, reflects a balanced approach to nutrition, ensuring variety in each meal. In many Middle Eastern cultures, hospitality is expressed through food, and it is considered an honor to offer guests an abundance of dishes. Fasting is also an important eating pattern in many religious traditions. During Ramadan, Muslims fast from dawn to sunset for one lunar month, abstaining from all food and drink during daylight hours. The pre-dawn meal is called suhoor, and the meal that breaks the fast at sunset is called iftar. Traditionally, the fast is broken with dates and water, following the practice of the Prophet Muhammad. During the Jewish festival of Yom Kippur, a 25-hour fast is observed. During Lent, many Christians traditionally abstain from meat on Fridays. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where you can really sharpen your performance. The most common mistake candidates make in this topic is being too vague. Writing, Indian food uses lots of spices, earns you very few marks. Writing, Indian cuisine uses spices such as turmeric, cumin, and chili, which not only provide flavor but also serve functional purposes. Turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties, while cumin aids digestion, earns you significantly more marks because you are demonstrating AO1 knowledge and AO2 application. The second most common mistake is confusing food intolerance with religious prohibition. Remember, food intolerance is physiological. Your body reacts badly to a substance. Religious prohibition is cultural or moral. You choose not to eat something based on your faith. These are completely different concepts and must never be confused in an exam answer. The third common mistake is describing a cuisine without referencing specific regional variations. Pasta is an Italian food is too vague. Pasta varies significantly by region in Italy. In Bologna, tagliatelle al ragù is the traditional dish, while in Naples, spaghetti with tomato sauce is more common, reflecting the different agricultural products of northern and southern Italy, is the kind of specific, detailed response that earns top marks. When a question asks you to discuss a cuisine, structure your answer around three pillars: ingredients, equipment, and eating patterns. This ensures you cover all the key areas that examiners are looking for. For questions about religious dietary laws, always use the state explain example method. State the rule, explain why it exists, give a specific example. For instance, Muslims do not eat pork. This is because pork is considered haram or forbidden in Islam, as stated in the Quran. Therefore, a Muslim student would not eat a sausage roll containing pork. For the longer 8 to 10 mark extended response questions, spend at least 2 minutes planning before you write. Identify 3 or 4 key points you want to make, and think about how they connect to each other. Examiners are looking for AO4 analysis, the ability to evaluate and make judgments, not just describe. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause briefly, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for food that is permissible under Islamic dietary law? The answer is halal. Question 2. Name the primary heat transfer method used in a wok. The answer is conduction. Question 3. What is the staple carbohydrate in the UK and why? Wheat, because the temperate climate and fertile soils of the UK are ideal for growing wheat. Question 4. Name 2 foods that are forbidden under kosher dietary law: pork and shellfish, and also mixing meat and dairy in the same meal. Question 5. What is the Mediterranean diet characterized by, and what is its key health benefit? High intake of olive oil, vegetables, legumes, and fish. Low in saturated fat, associated with reduced cardiovascular disease. Question 6. What heat transfer method does a tandoor oven primarily use? Convection, as hot air circulates inside the clay chamber. Question 7. Name 3 spices used in Indian cuisine and state 1 function of each. Turmeric, anti-inflammatory. Cumin, aids digestion. Chili, stimulates appetite and has antimicrobial properties. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. Food culture is shaped by geography and climate, religion and culture, and history and trade. Staple foods reflect the agricultural conditions of a region: wheat in the UK, rice in China and South Asia, maize in sub-Saharan Africa. Religious dietary laws include halal for Muslims, kosher for Jewish people, and vegetarianism for many Hindus. Traditional cooking equipment uses specific heat transfer methods: conduction in a wok, convection in a tandoor, convection via steam in a tagine. The Mediterranean diet is nutritionally significant for its low saturated fat content and association with reduced cardiovascular disease. In the exam, always be specific. Name the spices, name the dishes, name the regions. Use the state, explain, example method for application questions and structure discuss answers around ingredients, equipment, and eating patterns. That's it for today's episode. You've covered a huge amount of ground, and if you can recall and apply everything we've discussed, you are well on your way to top marks in this topic. Good luck with your revision. You've got this.